Tradition 8. Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Narcotics Anonymous offers a distinctly non-professional approach to the disease of addiction. We have no hospitals, no treatment centers, no outpatient clinics, none of the facilities associated with a professional enterprise. We do not diagnose anyone's condition or track the progress of our patients. In fact, we have no patients, only members. Our groups do not provide professional therapeutic, medical, legal, or psychiatric services. We are simply a fellowship of recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. In discussing the sixth tradition, we consider the sufficiency of our message. Narcotics Anonymous groups need not rely on outside enterprises in order to effectively offer recovery from addiction. In the same way, Tradition 8 reminds us that our members need no professional credentials to be effective in carrying the NA message. The heart of the NA way of recovery from addiction is one addict helping another. We have no certified NA counselors. Our varied experiences in recovery from drug addiction are all the credentials we need. The first-hand exposure each of us has in recovery from addiction is more than sufficient to qualify us to carry the message to other addicts. Our members are not paid a salary for their 12-step work, nor do our groups charge any dues or fees for carrying the NA message. This is what we mean when we say that Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional. This is not to say that a member of Narcotics Anonymous should never take a job as a professional therapist of one sort or another. It is only to say that at an NA meeting, a member's vocation is irrelevant. The therapeutic value and the message we share with one another lies in our personal experience in recovery, not in our credentials, our training, or our professional status. We don't sell recovery. We share it freely with others in a spirit of love and gratitude. However, Narcotics Anonymous groups, service boards, and committees may require professional help in fulfilling their responsibilities. Tradition 8 makes a distinction between selling our recovery and paying people to help us do our service work. If one of our committees requires professional assistance in a service task, it's all right, for example, to contract the help of a lawyer or an accountant. If we need to employ someone to help us on a regular basis, a special worker, we may give them a paycheck in return for the services they provide us. Special workers, who are also NA members, are not selling their recovery. They are simply providing professional service support we would otherwise have to hire non-addicts to provide. Applying spiritual principles. Tradition 8 is one of the simplest, most straightforward of the 12 traditions. Likewise, the principles underlying the 8th tradition are eminently practical ones: humility, prudence, anonymity, and integrity. An NA group exercises humility when it does not pretend to be anything more or less than it is. We do not claim to be professionals or experts in anything. We are not physicians, psychiatrists, or therapists. We are recovering addicts. All we offer is our collective practical experience in getting clean and learning to live clean. The value of our program comes from the identification and trust that exists between one addict and another. We further exercise humility when we recognize that sometimes we need professionals to help us fulfill our services. We place great emphasis on the therapeutic value of one addict helping another, sometimes to the extent that we are reluctant to hire professional assistance when we need it. But some NA services require too much time or expertise for our members to fulfill on a strictly volunteer basis. We mustn't allow our pride to prevent our fellowship from hiring the help it needs to support its services. Neither should we hire special workers for jobs we can do ourselves. We must exercise prudence in employing professional assistance for our services. Most NA service responsibilities do not require special expertise or large, consistent commitments of time. Our members are perfectly capable of fulfilling such responsibilities on a volunteer basis. By exercising prudence, we can distinguish between those tasks requiring the support of special workers and those we can fulfill voluntarily. The eighth tradition reminds our groups of the value of anonymity. Professionals are people with certain specialized skills, often recognized by the credentials given them by a certifying panel. An NA group has no such recognized experts. All group members are experts in their own recovery, fully qualified to share that recovery with another addict. Finally, Tradition 8 supports the integrity of the NA group by helping it preserve what is most important about its fundamental identity. What is Narcotics Anonymous, after all, but a fellowship of addicts freely sharing with one another the simple message of their own experience? The eighth tradition is a firm, permanent commitment on the part of each NA group to steadfastly maintain the feature of our program that is, indeed, of foremost value. By agreeing that Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, we reaffirm our belief that the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. This is the heart of our program. So long as that heart beats strongly, our fellowship and our recovery shall remain vital.